Hare Krishna. Question: does a stone smeared with turmeric become God? Answer: not at all. A stone is always a stone. Whether it is smeared by turmeric or anything else, that does not make any difference. Now, ignorant people may consider such a stone worshipable, and that is their misfortune and their ignorance. Now, it is true that God can manifest through anything, even a stone. But there is a profound philosophy behind that. So there is a difference between any ordinary stone and the sanctified image of God, which may also be made of stone. Just as a child can, there can be an ordinary rough paper, which the mother may tell the child, tear it and throw it in the dustbin. But the father may one day just from his pocket a 500 rupee note slips off, and the child sees, oh, this is also waste paper. The child starts tearing it, and the mother, hey, don't tear this. That is luxury, that is money. Says, what money? You only told me to tear paper, this is also paper. With this paper, you can get 500 chocolates. Oh, really? How is it possible? When the child goes with that note to a shop and gets 500 chocolates, then the child understands, oh, this is not ordinary stone. So this is not ordinary paper, this is something special. So externally, a paper and a currency note look similar. But person who has intelligence, person who is not naive like a child, understands the difference. So similarly, an ordinary stone and the image of God, which is called in Sanskrit as Archa Vigraha, the worshipable immediacy of the worshipable manifestation of the Lord, they may both be stone, but there is a huge difference. One is just ordinary stone, like ordinary rough paper, and the other is just like by going through a currency press, by being by undergoing a certain process, it is money that is manifested through that note. Similarly, there is a whole philosophical and technical process by which God manifests through certain images. And that is called the Archa Vigraha. In English, there is no word for Archa Vigraha. One word approximately I can use is the deity. So now, what happens? How does a stone become a deity? First of all, it's not that any ordinary stone, any stone can be just started, you just put a turmeric and it becomes a deity. No. Actually, the form of God is described in the scriptures. And when image of God is fashioned by trained artisans according to scriptural description, and then afterwards, that is the first thing. So the image has to be according to scriptural description. And secondly, then the great devotees of the Lord, they pray to God. Oh God, we want to serve you. We want to see you with our eyes. We want to touch you with our hands. We want to dress you. We want to bathe you. We want to practically serve you so that we can develop a relationship with you. So please manifest in this form. So God manifests in the deity form in reciprocation to the prayer of the devotees, to give them an opportunity to approach him personally, to love him, to serve him. So that is the purpose. So it is God's great compassion that he manifests as the deity. Now, just as an elephant who is far, far high up, and a child wants to touch the top of the elephant, touch the trunk of the child, cannot touch no matter how much the child stretches hands up. But if the elephant sits down, then the child can, if the elephant sits down and lowers the head, then the child can touch the head of the elephant. So like that, we are tiny and small. And we are at the material level of consciousness right now. So we can't perceive spiritual things. And God is spiritual. So we can't access him. Then how can we actually connect with him? So that's why God, just as the elephant sits down, similarly God descends from the spiritual level to the material level to give us access to him. So that is God's great mercy. So when God manifests, not through any ordinary stone, not just by some simple smearing, but firstly, A special stone is selected, then a form of the Lord, as per description of scripture, is carved through it. And then, after that, there is a prayer. It's called Prana Pratishtha, where the Lord is invoked to appear so that we are given the opportunity to serve Him and approach Him as a person. So He mercifully makes Himself accessible to us. And there is a profound philosophy by which God can manifest, because God is everywhere and He can manifest through matter when He chooses to. So that stone does not remain ordinary stone, that becomes a manifestation of God, just as a currency note does not remain an ordinary paper but becomes a manifestation of wealth. Thank you. Hare Krishna.